This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. More than 571,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 135,000. The number of infections globally surpasses 13 million and 3.3 million in the U.S. alone. Parts of the world, especially the United States, are still seeing huge increases in a first wave of COVID-19 infections, while others flatten the curve and ease lockdowns. Some places are implementing a second round of shutdowns. The latest controversy emerging from the administration of President Donald Trump is his regard for the nation's top expert in fighting infectious diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Good relationship with Dr. Fauci I've had for a long time, right from the beginning. I find him to be a very nice person. I don't always agree with him. I closed the border, as you know, to China. I did the ban on China, heavily infected, and we saved tens of thousands of lives.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has extended the closure of bars and indoor dining statewide and has ordered gyms, churches, and hair salons closed in most places as coronavirus cases keep rising. In the state of Texas, the mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, says he's asking the governor to consider a return to lockdown amid record confirmed cases and deaths.
I do think we're going to need a shutdown for a period of time. I am proposing 2 weeks, or at the very minimum, to return to phase one.
And in Florida, the governor, Ron DeSantis, received his own grief from an angered citizen regarding his efforts.
Positive tests, maybe a couple, but it was obviously much different than what we're finding here. So I think the...
This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled early Tuesday the federal government can carry out its first executions in 17 years, dismissing a lower court injunction calling for the judicial system to have more time to review whether the method of execution violates the constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment. Lawyers for two men whose executions were scheduled for later this week and one set to die next month argued that the powerful sedative pentobarbital could cause a type of respiratory distress with the sensation of drowning or suffocating. The Supreme Court's 5-4 majority rejected that argument, saying the drug has been adopted by individual states that carry out their own executions and that more than 100 people have been put to death that way without incident. China announced sanctions against U.S. officials, including two United States senators, in retaliation against Washington's sanctions against senior Chinese officials over Beijing's treatment of minority Uyghur Muslims. A foreign ministry spokesman said the Chinese measures targeted U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, Representative Chris Smith, and a U.S. official tasked with promoting the religious freedom. The ministry did not elaborate on what the sanctions entail. Britain's Interior Minister Priti Patel on Monday hailed her government's introduction of a points-based immigration system following the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union. The government fought December's general election with such a system in its manifesto, and the new regime was first announced in the days following the UK's exit from the EU on January 31st. Authorities say Glee star Naya Rivera has been found dead at a Southern California lake. Ventura County Sheriff Bill Ayub said at a news conference that the body was found floating in the lake on early Monday, and it was 33-year-old Rivera. The discovery came 5 days after Rivera's 4-year-old son was found alone on a boat. The sheriff says the boy told investigators his mother helped him get back aboard before he looked back and saw her go under. She's the third star of the Fox musical comedy series Glee to die in their 30s. Well, now that the Washington Redskins is dropping its name, the spotlight has moved other sports franchises under pressure to make changes amid a nationwide movement calling for racial justice. The NFL team said it is retiring its nickname, which had been in place since 1933. Several sponsors threatened to end partnerships if the team did not change its name. Now, the Cleveland Indians seem to be the next pro team in line for the change. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.